Do you want to sit closer to me?
No.
Okay. Do I smell bad? It might be my coffee breath.
No, you don't smell bad at all.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And as you know, on the first Friday of the month, we get sidetracked. My friend Cynthia Yanoff, the host of the Mesmerize podcast, joins me. And today in episode 471, we're getting sidetracked by American Idol, eyebrows, Father's Day, and so many other things. You definitely want to check out the show notes to see links to some of the surprise gifts she brought me. All right, let's get right to it. Here we go.
Here we are. I'm sidetracked. And I have a couple of bones to pick.
I'm already laughing.
I have a bone to pick.
Okay.
A couple of bones to pick.
All right.
This is the one where—
Air your grievances.
This is the episode where, you know how Friends was like the one where blah, blah, blah. This is the one where Cynthia speaks monotone. Because every sidetrack, like, I'm annoyed by myself. Everyone starts off with me like, wah! Like doing something
that's the clip insane. In. Just, and then you just did it.
I know. And then it's like, that's how it starts. And I'm sure people are like, gosh, what's with the girl? And so I want you to know that this is the one where I go monotone. And I will not, I repeat, will not say anything outlandish or laugh. Second of all, the pressure feels like it's mounting on Sidetracked, because I don't know if you've read some of the reviews that we've gotten recently. You guys are so nice on our podcasts and or DMs, other thing. Like, people are like, so you guys are so nice. And like, I look so forward to this. I look forward to the, what day do we release it?
First Friday of the month.
I look forward to the first Friday of the month. It's my favorite, all the things. And I'm like, okay, that's nice, you guys, but we're about to.
It's, do you feel the pressure? Cause I don't feel pressure. Do you feel the pressure? Cause it's like, where can we go from here?
I feel the pressure because you don't.
You feel it for the both of us?
I feel it on behalf of Sidetracked and all of you that are listening, the pressure, because Heather's like, oh, it just kind of comes together.
It just comes together.
It doesn't.
Hey, okay, here's the story, Morning Glory. When you said the Friends thing, the one where, mm-hmm. or the, I was thinking we should have that because you start your voice memos very frequently with, I need you to know. And I feel like... That could be. I need you to know should be our thing.
That it's not serious when I say it.
I need you to know. That's what you say.
I need you to know that I'm really annoyed that my son just started his car next to a sleeping child. Like that kind of thing.
I need you to know.
Yeah. Maybe that's the title of my next book. Since
oh my gosh.
I haven't done that. But check. I need you to know. Okay. Yep. And then I wanted to bring up one other grievance. It's not even a grievance, but it's hilarious that we forgot to talk about. You and I were talking about our Patreon a few months ago. About, you know, like when people can pay a little bit of money to get extra content from us. And we were just talking about just, you know, like trying to, we love doing this, but it's not a hobby at the end of the day. Like it kind of is a, you know. And so we talked to our Patreon and then we started laughing, I think offline, about how once we started working on our Patreon and putting out more content, then people were dropping out of it.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, isn't that about right? Like apparently people didn't remember that they were on our Patreon. And then we talked about it. And they were like, oh, I didn't forget.
Once you start posting things, you're like, what? Why am I still paying for this?
Yes. And so, but some sweet soul, we won't mention her name because I can't remember it. She went and joined both of our Patreons the same day. And we were like,
she paid more for yours. So it's fine.
Well, it's because I don't have a lower amount.
Oh.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, that was real sweet. But
bargain prices at Don't Mom Alone. I'm the Walmart of Patreon.
I'm the Target.
Oh, for sure.
But with a little better.
I feel like you're far away.
Ideology.
Do you want to sit closer to me?
No.
Okay. Do I smell bad? It might be my coffee breath.
No, you don't smell bad at all. Okay,
that what was else
my
you
random,
got?
That was my random.
Those were your rants?
Those were my rants. Okay, a couple things. You have really nice eyelashes. No, I would like to retract that. Eyebrows. Okay. Your eyelashes are fine. But you have good eyebrows. Okay. I do not. I have a half eyebrow and then it's a lot of pencil. And right now is a bad time to look because I've got a situation going on with my eye. But yesterday I was at the dermatologist.
Spent the whole day.
I mean, the whole day, everybody.
And not getting beauty treatments.
Gosh, man. I asked him while he was when he was taking the skin cancers. I'm like, put some Botox in there. What you doing over there? Like, might as well. I also asked for a punch card because I go so much right now because I keep having these skin cancer spots.
You do a lot of Mohs surgeries.
I'm like, yeah. Is there any way that you could punch the card and then like the fifth one I get a hydrofacial or whatever?
Yes.
But anyway, the dermatologist I go to, he's like a plastic surgeon. His wife happened to be there. She's a good friend of mine. She took me to the closet where they keep all of the, not samples, but like the good stuff, right? Yeah. And she.
Did you bring me stuff?
No, but she pulled out. That would have been so nice if I did.
I was like, and?
She pulled out something, and it's slightly insulting yet very necessary, that is supposed to grow your eyebrows.
Yeah. And I have this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Vegamore is a sponsor. They gave me, like, you can for eyelashes and for eyebrows.
Okay. Mine has got a different name. It's like Revitalash or something. Maybe I'll.
Oh, yeah. Revitalash.
Maybe I'll link that. That's not a sponsor, but you should be. Yeah. I just want you to know we're going to take a before and after and see if I get eyebrows.
Okay. If you come
in, it's not Revitalash.
If you come in here with a unibrow, because they're so crazy.
Now, my friend's like blonde and hers came in dark. And so I might look like that Levy guy.
But are
what's
you
his
naturally
name?
Blonde? Eugene Levy.
I'm going to look like that's Eugene what I'm saying. Levy.
You can come in with this monster brow.
In like 6 months, you guys, and then everyone's going to be buying it.
Blonde?
Yes. Well, I mean, I now have to highlight it because it's getting gray. But
eyebrows
yeah.
are darker.
Because I penciled them, Heather. There is no eyebrow.
Okay.
I know.
So they'll
right?
grow in dark?
They grow in darker. But I mean, do we even care anymore?
What do they grow in gray?
They were going to go back to shaving or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
Have you ever gotten yours threaded? Have you heard of that? Probably not if you're trying to grow them.
I don't. Yeah. No, I know what
you've
threading is.
You've gone to a threading place? That sounds painful to me. One at a time, you get them plucked. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Well, do you think threading or waxing? What do you think's worse?
I have a story of where, you know, when you get the pressure, like I was just went in to get my pedicure and then they're like, do you want your eyebrows waxed? And I was like, sure. Well, then she takes me to the back and it ends up being a full face wax.
Oh.
And I had no idea I had hairs on my face. And my face, I came out bright red, swollen for days. Do not fall for the face waxing at your pedicure place. It was terrible.
I don't feel like that's something most people would
fall
for.
And then it was before, you know, the little razors. What are those
called? Yeah. The
what's it called? We're too old for this.
Oh, I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about. Plane.
It's a hydroplane.
Dermaplane.
Dermaplane, but it's like there's a twinkle. Come on. You people are sitting there yelling it into your phones. You're like, it's a tinkle.
Okay. It's not, but go on. If it is, don't buy it.
Those things are amazing. Like you can get your little hairs. And you can even get your little hairs around your eyebrows. And so I don't go anymore and wax or anything. But maybe I need to. Or are you telling me I should?
No, I'm not. That's okay. What I thought when my friend brought out the eyebrow stuff yesterday. I'm like, okay.
She was like, oh,
loud and
subtle
clear.
Hint. Yeah.
Loud and clear. But you know that people wax / thread / what's the other thing?
What's that called? Laser.
You know, laser. The unmentionables.
Oh, my friend goes on the regs and goes to someone she knows.
My friend said, and we're not going to go much further on this, okay?
No. Nope.
But I will say this. My friend said that she has gotten to be good friends with a person that does.
Well, they're right all up in your business.
And never mind. I'm not going to say that. But there, you have to sit an interesting, like,
crisscross,
apple cross.
Oh, everything's out and about. Everything is out and about.
Gosh.
It is very vulnerable. And just like a baby. That's how hairless.
Yeah.
That to me is not.
Like a hairless cat.
We've talked about this before because you said I needed to go and I told you I'm good. Remember?
Oh, when you were going on your anniversary trip?
I was fine.
No, I said you need a new razor blade.
I know I was fine. I don't razor blade anything.
Okay, well, that's a thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had.
That's all you wanted to talk about?
Everyone's already turned off the podcast. They're like, what just happened?
Okay, well, I'm going to pop in with just a couple things to get us sidetracked on. I do set myself a limit on the Instagram, but sometimes I see things and it makes me think, are we going too far on the internet truths? Like people get on Instagram now as if they're the authorities on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're sharing stuff and it's like, are we all just supposed to take it in? Like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted to discuss, do you think it's true? One was talking about how if you kiss your spouse before they go to work for like 6 seconds, that they'll live longer.
They'll live longer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 4 years longer.
I mean, we'll never know for my sweet husband. Because there hasn't been a 6-second kiss on the way out the door.
Do you, like, what is your ritual? Like, he goes his own direction, you go your own direction, and you even say goodbye? Like,
well, he's usually gone before I'm awake, and I don't, and that says a lot because I'm not a sleeper, but he gets up at the crack and goes to the firm, so I don't usually see him in the mornings.
Okay, so if you were going to give him a 6-second kiss, you'd have to set an alarm at like 2 a.m.?
Right, exactly, yeah.
That could lead to things.
No, but you know what? I will say this. I don't know about this kiss, but I interviewed Dave and Ann Wilson. Is that
right? Yeah, love them.
They're on my podcast talking marriage right now. And he said there's like all these studies, which makes sense, that show that, and I'm going to slaughter this, but that couples that pray together, like the divorce rate is like almost nil, that regularly pray together. And I was like, that's
We used to have a ritual where we would hug each other right before he would take the boys to school and just pray like it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over each other's day. And that was great. And sometimes the boys would join and it was real sweet, but now it's like not happening. It feels like chaos in the morning.
It is.
I mean, y'all try it this week. And I would say the one thing that bothered me too is like, it's a making the assumption that your husband is leaving for work and you're staying. That it's not always true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That bothered me. Like, I felt a little antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just say kiss your spouse for 6 seconds?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be before they go to work. Could be. You need to grab your husband tonight and kiss him for 6 seconds and see what happens.
That's very personal.
Just kiss him for 6 seconds and see what happens. I want to hear back on the July sidetrack.
Okay.
Shout out to Crunch Labs for sponsoring this portion of the podcast and for getting me street cred with my boys. When I pulled out the Crunch Labs build box that they'd sent me, my boys were like, wait, you know Mark Rober? I said, who? Kind of like how Cynthia didn't know who Mr. Beast was. They were shocked I did not know about this former NASA engineer who has created these fantastic STEM subscription build-it-yourself boxes for kids. And even more exciting, they're doing this Camp Crunch Labs this summer where your kids would get 12 build-it-yourself toys, one shipped every week, plus exclusive Mark Rober videos, weekly challenges. They like do a great job of sneaking engineering nuggets into these projects. My son was making the vacuum chamber yesterday. Yes, that's right. Vacuum chamber. I loved that the instructions, it wasn't a ton of reading, easy to follow, but very engaging. He'd spent well over an hour playing with it even after he'd built it. And while he didn't need me to help him make it, he wanted me to be there because he kept saying, Mom, look at this. Check out this. He wanted to show his brothers. He wanted to show his dad. I think it's such a great option for this summer, and it starts this June. So right now, you'll get one every week. Also, there's challenges where Mark will assign 6 challenges throughout camp, choosing a winner from submissions posted on social media. And one lucky winner is going to get to visit Crunch Labs and be in the final summer video with Mark Rober. My boys would lose their mind. So if you are looking to have the least boring summer ever, you need to sign up for Camp Crunch Labs. It's 12 weeks. It's going to be awesome. I think it's such a great idea. So go to crunchlabs.com and you will see the button to sign up for Camp Crunch Labs. You can even see the 12 different projects they will get over the course of the summer. I think it's fantastic. If you don't know how to spell Crunch Labs, let me tell you, it's C-R-U-N-C-H, Crunch, L-A-B-S.com. Check it out. Sign your kids up today.
My sweet husband, by the way, and by the way, it's almost Father's Day, so we should chat about that. My sweet husband listened to Sidetrack the other day, and I think he's a couple back, and he comes in and he literally was like, oh my gosh, I laughed so hard at Sidetrack when Heather said that blah, blah, blah.
Don't romp on my ding dong.
Yeah, whatever. And I go,
Aaron Moon.
I was like, oh yeah, that was funny. Did you like, and he goes, tell her she can't say romp on my ding dong. And I said, she thinks that it's okay to say it because she says Aaron Moon after every time. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't Aaron matter. Moon. Like if Kanye says X, Y, and Z, I can't go around throwing that down at the Christian school and say, oh, Kanye says that.
Romp on my ding dong is not naughty.
Yes, it is. It's dirty.
No, it's not.
Mike told me to tell you it's dirty. But
where is he hanging out? But he then gets this information.
Then I was like, did you laugh at me? And he's like, oh, you know, my family does not think I'm funny, but he thought
that's,
you were,
you know, a prophet in his own hometown. I don't know. Yeah, there's something about that.
Totally. Totally.
Okay. This is the second one that I feel like I need to talk to you about. And then we're going to talk about Father's Day. If you haven't disappointed someone today, you may be a people pleaser.
Hmm.
Do you struggle with disappointing people?
That's a really good question. I don't want to.
Because you've mentioned that you You do struggle with people pleasing, but like if you disappoint someone, does it stick with you the whole day, like eat you up?
It depends on what it is. Like if it's my kids, I'm like, sorry, we just can't make that happen. Like I don't, but if it depends on, I think it where, what sphere it's in. If you were disappointed in me, I mean, I guess it would depend on why, like, you know what I mean? But no, I don't know that.
But like a stranger that you disappoint, like.
I don't care. You're on your own, stranger, but I love you. Yeah.
I mean, that feels like a right.
You?
That feels like a right weightedness. Like,
yeah.
You should care about the people you care about.
Right.
You should care what they think. They have a stronger voice in your life. You don't. Mm-hmm. But I think I am going to disappoint even people I care about. I can't keep up all the things required of me all the time.
Yeah. And I think it gets unhealthy, especially like, you know, like with podcasting or writing a book or whatever. Like not everybody's going to like, as we know from our last sidetrack, not everybody's going to like everything you do. And so, you know, I think that just kind of breaks you down a little. And you're like, okay, well, what if you lose a few?
Well, and you like you're going to so many events overlap. And it's disappointing to maybe someone that you can't show up to something,
mm-hmm.
but you're keeping a commitment to a kid. And so like they might be disappointed.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So I just want to free the people pleasers out there, which is, I think, a little bit in all of us.
It is funny that the very thing we started off with was me saying the pressure's too high. Everyone loves the show. What if we drop the ball?
Pleasing people. Disappoint them. This is the disappointing episode.
We're sorry. We're doing our best. I'm sorry you're disappointed.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Do you have any more of those? Because I wanted to mention Jack Blocker.
Oh, let's talk about it.
It'll be over by the time this airs.
Oh, true.
Real quick, American Idol, it jumped the shark. Nobody was watching it anymore. Unless they're a sponsor, then we think you're great. American Idol jumped the shark. Nobody watches it. And so then a kid that he graduated from our school that some of our kids go to here in Dallas, Jack Blocker, and his dad's a soccer coach at our school. We know their family, blah, blah. He has been on. And
he's in the top five people.
He's in the top
recording.
Five at the time of recording. And if he makes the top three, they're doing a hometown visit at our school. They bought, like,
I know,
everyone t-shirts, Jack Blocker t-shirts.
Stop. I did not hear that.
Yeah, all the things.
Well, Quay told me, and this may not be true, that they may even interview the worship team.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard that.
He was on the worship team.
Jack Blocker was on the worship team, and he was the last male vocalist until my son, Quaid.
Yeah, yeah.
So Quaid is the first guy since Jack Blocker to lead worship. They've only had girls.
Oh, wow. Mine plays a guitar on it sometimes, everyone.
But I mean, like, to actually just sing and not play an instrument. Anyway,
okay. Well,
but we're real excited, and it's real fun. And
here's the thing about American Idol.
Are you going to get a uniform and go pretend to be a student like my friend is?
Yeah.
On the day of?
Sure. What I know, but I mean, I have an eye patch right now as we speak.
They might know you're
and
not.
And no eyebrows. It's fine, 18. Everyone. Okay. But here's the thing about American Idol and jumping the shark. American Idol was
you
great.
Keep saying jumping the shark.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Like, it's no longer, it's not what it was one time.
Jumping the shark.
Yeah.
What is it? How does it even relate?
It's like it's over. But here's the thing. Simon Cowell made it. Jerk, yes. But he made the show because he called it out what it was. Now they have this Luke, and I forget, is it Luke?
You Luke, don't like the current judges?
I love them. Lionel Richie, love them. And I love
Lionel
Katy Perry.
The best.
But they don't give a negative review ever.
She does. She did not like Jack Blocker. She did not like his faces he made. They didn't vote him in. It was the film crew that said they wanted
him. Well, that's true. And then he got in by the film crew. But
I
now,
think we don't see the negative.
I feel like they only give the positive. And that, like, and I'm like, okay, someone call that out. That wasn't your best. That stunk. You were flat.
Yeah.
You were pitchy. All the things I need to hear. And so I feel like I need to do that from our couch. I'm like, no. But
so you're the Simon Cowell of your family?
Well, I am. And that's what I was going to go to. You guys, in our homes, is anyone what's the American Idol set up in your house? Because I'm the one, like, if my daughter, and I love you, Kate, she'll hear this, I'm sure.
She's calling
as we're speaking from college. She's like, Mom.
Her.
But like, if she comes down in something heinous, like, am I going to say, oh, you're beautiful in anything you wear? No, I am Cynthia Yanoff. I'm going to say, what happened? Like,
You're a straight shooter.
I'm a straight shooter that way. And then she'll be like, Mom, do you think Mrs. So-and-so, Mrs. Leeds, really, yeah, you know, Mrs.
She's
Leeds,
the nicest.
Nicest person I'll ever meet. Do you think Miss Leeds is saying that to Georgia? I'm like, no, but I don't think she has to. Georgia didn't wear that. So I'm just wondering, you guys, are y'all with me, listeners? Are you with me? Like, do you call it what it is? Are you the American Idol perfect panel? Like the parents that get their kid on there that's told their kid their entire life, you're the best singer in the whole world. And they get up there and you're like, no, you're horrible. But nobody had the guts to tell you. Like, no, where do you fall?
I have guilt in this because Bruce is Mr. Positive. Mm-hmm. Literally, you can say anything and he will find the silver lining. He's so good at like building our kids up and all the things and talking really great about them to all the people.
Yep.
And I come in with like, yeah, it's okay. You could do better here. And I am the critic and it's not fun to be the critic. I don't want to be the critic. I wish I was more like Danielle Leeds, Miss Leeds. But yeah, I do think I'm not the Lionel Richie of the show. I feel like Lionel Richie is all about building up and helping them be the best version and giving big hugs and like that supportive environment. And I'm sure somebody has researched and shown that his way is the better way.
Yeah.
And I don't like being this way.
And I've always been that way in parenting, especially because I remember everyone saying like, if your baby, when it's born, your baby comes out and it's ugly, are you going to be able to acknowledge? Well, you know it. And so I remember someone saying, no. Every baby, every newborn is beautiful.
Baby's cute.
Yeah. Mine was ugly.
You're not going to say which one.
No, it's Kate. She knows. And she's, I think I've said this before on here or maybe on my own podcast, but she's darling now. Yeah. I feel like we might have to post a picture because I feel bad I said, but she came out so cute. Like I literally was like, I'm not sure this is ours. And I don't know whose I thought it was. I was about to go door to door and be like, let me see. Nah, it might be yours, but this isn't mine. She was real unattractive. And so then we had a conversation. Would you rather have pretty and dumb or ugly and smart? So we went through this whole thing and we don't need to have this. Everyone's like, this is terrible. But anyway, I was watching American Idol and Jack Blocker, and Jack Blocker's so good and so precious. I'm not saying this because, you know, I'd call it out if it wasn't.
Yeah. You wouldn't say anything.
I would not say anything.
You just would just not even bring it up.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. By the time y'all listen, you'll know what will happen to old Jack Blocker, but I'm sure hoping he makes it in the top three and they come. And if they do and you missed it, then you'll have to go back and watch if they did the hometown, whatever. That's at our school. And you see Heather and I like I in know. The car with a big sidetrack sign.
We could be promoing sidetrack in the background, but we've got to get like a Trinity uniform. That's what my friend said. She's going to go to Big Blue. She's going to buy herself a uniform so she can fit in with the kids in the background. But now they have their own t-shirt. I guess we're gonna have to get a shirt.
A Jack Blocker shirt. When I was my daughter was starting Trinity, the school they go to, when she was starting, like I didn't know anything. You have to order uniforms and the girls wear these like pleated skirts. And so that you order from a company, and I didn't have time to go to the company. It doesn't matter. I ordered it and I didn't know her size and I accidentally put in the wrong size. And when it came in, it took like 3 months to get one of the skirts. I'm like, what's going on? Because I ordered like three different sizes. It came in, I'm not exaggerating, it fit me and three of my friends. Like we could all stand in it and hold it out. And my friends were dying. They're like, do you think that they probably had to special make that? Which I'm sure they did. They had a special
Who is this child?
I mean, you could have put
an elephant's going to private school.
It was the funniest thing. Anyway.
I'm so curious what size you put.
I don't know.
I've done the thing, and this is like uniform talk, where we have to order ties. And I didn't know. Like, have you ever thought through like what tie size?
No, I thought it's one size fits most.
Oh, it's a number. And you're like, I don't know. So I just picked a number. He was 10 years old. I think I picked 10. That's how long the tie is. It was like this little teeny like baby tie.
Oh my gosh.
So
great for a new one.
Yeah, I know. At the whole uniform thing, I guess y'all maybe.
Yes, yeah, the this first is out of problem. Season.
This is, we're heading into summer. Having older boys and having gone through the whole when do you get a cell phone decision matrix, I've had parents ask me what we did and how we handled it. And I feel like it's very family to family dependent, but I do think there's a lot of fear, and rightfully so, because once you get access to all of the internet, it can be very terrifying and you can feel like you've lost control of your kids. And I feel like one decision we made that I'm very thankful we did was before giving them a full access smartphone, we tested the waters with giving our kids Gab phones, and it is a lifesaver. They are the leader in safe smartphones and watches for kids, teens, and tweens. There are no social media apps, no internet browsers, GPS tracking. these gab devices were built from the ground up specifically for kids and teens, and they're a great way to keep your kids safely connected. Because some parents who've reached out to me, they have legitimate concerns. They may be a family with a two-parent household from divorce, and they need a way to connect with their kids, and they're not wanting to sacrifice safety for that. The Gab phones and watches have things kids actually want: unlimited talk and text, clean music streaming app, 100 third-party apps that can be installed at your discretion as a parent, and there's lots of controls. They are built with a smart filtration system that proactively blocks harmful content. We have purchased a Gab phone in the past and a Gab watch, and both were a great way for us to stay connected with our kids without it becoming an addictive device or something that's distracting from in real life connection. I think it's a great option, and right now is the absolute best time to check them out, because Gab is offering $25 off any device to new customers with no contract required. That's $25 off any Gab smartphone or smartwatch. Just go to gab.com/DMA. That's where you'll get the best deal. It's Gab, GABB.com/DMA. Gab.com/DMA. Y'all, the past couple weeks have been a lot, and not just because I've had a senior graduating, an eighth grader graduating, but just some real heartaches and hard things. And I was chronicling everything to friends over dinner last night, and they were like, Heather, that's a lot. And so it made sense that last week, I was in the kitchen, and I was like, you know what? It has been such a gift to have these three HelloFresh dinners in the fridge and just know already what's for dinner and be able to make it really easily for y'all and to have everyone be happy. And he goes, you need to say it just like that when you talk about it on the podcast. And so I will tell you, legitimately, HelloFresh was a gift to me in a really hard season, especially last week when everything just kind of culminated. And emotionally, I was spent. Physically, I was spent. I was going in all different directions. And it was just nice to know. If you've never tried it out, I'll tell you just the basics. It comes with all the ingredients you need to make delicious, healthy, seasonal recipes. You can choose from over 50 recipes. And I will tell you, my boys love everything I made. I made this chicken dish that had like cheese on it with some they're basically like making your own French fries and green beans. We had our favorite, which is pork taquitos. You could even choose like a fit and wholesome recipe, which has tons of produce and is under 650 calories per serving. I find it has been such a gift that I can just show them the recipe card, tell them what's for dinner, and I know they're going to be happy. They also this time sent some appetizers, and I saw that the deal they're offering y'all is that when you sign up today, you get free appetizers for life. And I know it sounds silly, but it was such a saver when I had needed to make lunch for one of my boys, and I had these spring rolls that they'd sent that were delicious that I could make for one of them. And then another boy who was grieving the loss of his friend was so happy to see they'd sent these pretzel bites. It's the small things, y'all, but such a gift. So thank you, HelloFresh, for that. If y'all want to try HelloFresh, you never have, I think it's a great idea if you're heading out for vacation this summer to order some meals, take them with you to your Airbnb or whatever to cook so you don't have to think about it once you get to your location. Just go to HelloFresh.com/DMA apps for free appetizers for life. One appetizer item per box while your subscription is active. That's free appetizers for life at HelloFresh.com/DMA apps. And it's spelled DMA, like Don't Mom Alone, and then APPS. And y'all will discover why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. It is the month of dads, though. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to take a moment for Heather to cry.
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to rub your back? What do I do when you cry?
You're supposed to say, I'm so sorry. You're supposed to sit with me in it. Oh. No, I was thinking with the Mother's Day episode, we didn't really – it's like I've seen lately it's a landmine because there are all these different moms grieving for different things. Mm-hmm. Maybe their mom has passed. Maybe the mom isn't the mom they'd hoped. Maybe they're estranged. Maybe – you know, they want to be a mom and they're not. Like, there's so many places for grief with motherhood. And I'm like, can we just celebrate women in general? But I know there's a lot of landmines. Okay. So with dads, like, I get this. My dad's passed. But at the same time, I'm not going to romp on your ding dong if you're promoting your dad. Because whenever I see a friend of mine with her dad, I say, and this is where I'm going to cry.
Okay, cry.
I say, give him a big hug for me. Mm-hmm. Give him a call. Tell him you love him. Like, you get to do that.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage my friends to do that because they can. And so I had a real good dad. And so I'm a big, big fan of any of my friends, our family friends, and I see the husbands just really fully present with their kids,
yep,
going above and beyond. I make sure to let them know that what they're doing matters, that I am a daughter of a good dad. And it helped me have a great imagination for my Heavenly Father. Like, it is not hard for me to imagine a Heavenly Father loving me unconditionally because I had that on earth.
Yeah. Ooh, that's really a sweet word. And wouldn't any dad want a daughter that's sitting around saying that? It's interesting when you talk about a dad, I immediately went to my husband. Like, it's funny. And so
this is what you could do.
Oh gosh, she has a recyclable.
And my friend here, she gives away handkerchiefs whenever she's with you and you cry.
Has that one been used before?
It's mine. She gave it to me.
Well, what if I cry? Do I use it too?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Thank you, though. I just got grossed out. Okay, let's go back for a minute. But my dad is still living, so I'm so grateful for that. My dad's starting to
hug.
Yes, my dad's starting to have memory problems. And so that's a whole thing that's so hard and so sad. But, you know, the thing that's interesting is if you're lucky, I hate to say it that way, but if you're lucky and your parents are still alive, like when your kids get the hardest in teenage years is where the parents start getting difficult. And it's this intersecting that everybody, everybody needs some of your time. But yeah. And then when I was thinking about Mike though, and just the dad to our kids, I think this is just a good month. Like, yes, celebrate and buy him a grill. I don't know, whatever you buy. buy him a 10-inch tie. I don't know. Get him something. But I do think you're right. Like, just calling out this, the good dads that, that's the thing about you guys when we get married. Like, that's the, like, I did not think all that through. Like, and I dated him 7 years. Like, I thought through everything, I feel like, in 7 years. But, like, you don't know what you don't know. And I feel like the Lord protected me so much in marrying a guy that is such a wonderful dad and loves our kids so well.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, loves me well. And I think I could visualize that when I was dating him. But then you're just dumb and young and all the things. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're just going with your loins. Your loins were burning.
And this will be my last week on site. I want to thank
you. Your brain is not on. You're just, your heart is a flutter and you're just like, you don't think through things.
I want to thank you for our time together.
Oh my stars. But I mean, there is an element not to put pressure. And I think sometimes we over connect some of these things. Like, oh, if you have a good dad, then you'll marry a good guy. And so dads, that's the pressure. You should be a good dad so that your daughters marry a good guy. I don't think that's 100% true. I know friends of mine who maybe their dads weren't stellar. Maybe they weren't present. Mm-hmm. And they've married great men. Like, that doesn't – it's not a – if you're a single mom and there isn't a man in your family's life, it doesn't mean your kids aren't going to marry. I don't think that that's 100% true.
Agreed. And likewise, if your husband didn't have a dad that was a great role model
– right.
I mean, he'd still be a phenomenal dad. In 100%. Fact, some of the best dads I know are fighting against what they grew up in.
Yeah. They're being intentional and they want to create the thing they didn't have.
They didn't have, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note,
Wait, real quick. I need to know, what's one amazing thing that Mike does that you appreciate?
Oh, one amazing thing.
I mean, or two. I mean, you don't have to start with one.
I'm going to tell you this.
Are you going to cry? Do you need a handkerchief?
No, definitely not that one, but thank you. Tell your friend to make me one, and I would like an eye patch that matches. I think that
Lindsay,
one thing.
Lindsay, you heard the order. You need to get her an eye patch that matches a handkerchief.
With all the skin cancer nonsense.
Yeah.
I think when I will say this about Mike, we've talked about this before, Heather, that Mike and I delineate in our house tasks, right? And so he's all things sports. And but with JB, our little, I've been watching Mike and JB's. I mean, he's kind of sporty, but not like our other two. And he's still too young. But Mike just like got stuff to go camping with him. And he spent a whole weekend, just the two of them. And he took him, those two camping, because I was like, peace out. And then he ended it at like a monster truck rally for him because he knew he would love that. Like, he's super intentional with wherever our kids are, whatever they're into. Our daughter last week, and the one at UT here in college, had got tickets to this country concert that she loved. And so she invited Mike, which was so precious, just to come to Austin when she could have invited any of her friends. She got it as a gift from my son, gave her a gift, this tickets. But Mike listened to Jason Aldean the entire week to learn all the songs. So that we got there, he would know it. Like, I would say that's the thing. Like, he just leans. No, I only have one eye to cry, Heather. Gosh, with a patch on. Stop. But no, I'm not crying. But I do think there's that's intentionality where I tend to, I gloss over those things. So what about you with Bruce?
Bruce is, he is real good at the positivity. Mm-hmm. Like our whole culture improves when he's around and goes downhill when he's not.
Feelings, big emotions.
My emotions, my criticism, it just can bring the ship down. But he's just like Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky.
And, ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ship. Yeah, it can go down if he's not here. And so I'm very thankful for him and just a lot of joy.
Let's see a six-second kiss. Call him in.
Oh, you don't want to see what that leads to.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
He's very touchy. Very touchy. Our friends, they know. Amber, she knows. She can attest. Our small group, they're like, Heather and Bruce need to sit on opposite sides of the room during small group, or she's going to get a whole back massage drink. During the group. Well, all right. Well, thank you to the dads. Thank you for, I do feel like I want to say one shout out. The culture now, I think, has swung maybe even farther to where the parenting wasn't equal between husbands and wife. And then I think husbands are more involved than ever. And I think sometimes maybe taken advantage of a little bit. I just want to say that for you guys. I think as women, we sometimes don't recognize a lot of the weight that you're holding financially and provisionally, and then not a lot of free time for you. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that.
I feel that for the men in the home.
And I say that, like we say, shout out to the dads and shout out to the dads that are being dads to kids that are maybe not their own. Yeah. Like maybe some single moms that have precious dads that have stepped in, maybe some places where it's been hard that you've just had dad figures step in for your kids.
Yeah.
That matters.
Okay.
For the one
gift bag.
For the one person listening still, now that you've talked out loins, ding the dong, romping the ding dong, and back rubs in community group. That pretty much shut all of us down. Our new sponsor.
Or revved you up.
Our new sponsor is the KY oils.
No.
I'm just kidding, but that is my daughter's initials. That's a whole
KY
story.
KY jelly.
I know. Nice. And I didn't, when I did her initials, I was thinking Catherine Grayshan off KGY, and then it got shortened to KY. And she's like, do you hate me?
KY.
Awesome. Okay. Your birthday present's late. And then as I'm 3 months. I'm unveiling it, and it's real not cute because
it's fine.
So, okay. A few of the things I found. Number one.
Oh my gosh.
I gave her Bob Ross.
Can I re-gift this for Bruce's Father's Day present?
Bob
this
Ross
is
socks.
Everything. Okay. Just. I found the video them. Just in case I'm allowed to
the price tags on them. Just that classy.
These are everything. Bob Ross's hair. I need you to know. Mm-hmm. That's what you would say. I need you to know. That Bob Ross's hair is nice and fuzzy and curly.
On
the sock. You can feel it extra textury. And he's got a squirrel on his shoulder.
It's fabulous. And I found
him. Oh, even the paintbrush is fuzzy. And the trees are fuzzy. Oh, these are fantastic.
I found him in a gas station.
Oh.
Going to Austin to see my daughter. My husband actually saw him, and Mike was like, oh, you need to get those for Heather.
See, Mike's my best friend.
Mike, he's very thoughtful. Yes. And then this is something that's been sitting in my house. I bought you a long time ago, but I forgot I had. And so it's a Bob Ross bobblehead.
Oh, a bobblehead. This is our new mascot.
Yes.
Bobblehead.
A Bob Ross bobblehead. Now, it's not all Bob Ross. The next thing.
With sound, it says. What does he say?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
I don't know. It says spreading branches of wisdom. I bet there's lots of little wisdom we could have him say. Okay.
He's probably going to be like, don't share your innermost thoughts on a podcast that lots of people are listening to.
I need Cynthia to monitor me and my words for sure.
Too bad I don't edit this thing. Oh, she's opening to see what the bobblehead says. Okay. It's fine, everybody. It's just live TV. Oh, it's not TV.
It's not working. What do you say, Bob?
It might need a battery.
Oh, some nice little clouds that just float around and have fun all day.
What did he say? I couldn't even hear him.
Paint some nice little clouds and let them float around all day.
Let's get crazy. What's that? Take a 2-inch brush.
What did he say?
This is your baby test.
These are long quotes. These must be like they were watching TV and they had their mic up to the TV and then they put it in this little
bobblehead. Is that really his voice?
Yeah, that's his voice.
Okay. You know what?
We'll even know. You have not watched it yet?
We'll auction that away if we ever go to New York for our big weekend.
This is your summer. Guys, let's get Cynthia to watch Bob Ross. Yeah. You need in your situation, you need some rest.
Okay. Here's the next one that I bought. Okay. This is how you know I'm a good friend because I think of you on travel. Sometimes it's a roadside gas station. And it's Bob Ross. Okay. Sometimes when I was in Nashville speaking a couple weeks ago, I picked these up for you.
Oh my gosh, these are so cute. Y'all, they're giant tees. Earrings.
Tennessee.
For Tennessee.
For the kid that's going to college.
I mean, I love that you have the...
Is the price tag on it? Uh-huh. I literally didn't take a price tag off anything. She knows exactly what I pay for these suckers. Oh yeah, $20. I really went all out.
This is a really nice present.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. I am ready for the SEC. Y'all, I'm going to be a Vol mom. This is it.
What's a Vol?
A Vol is a volunteer.
Oh. What does that mean?
They volunteer. Like, they're big about being a torch bearer, like carrying the light.
Oh, see, that's a bad mascot.
No, it's great. They're service oriented.
A volunteer. Okay. Yeah. And here's the last thing in this.
I think they volunteered for the Civil War. I think that's where that comes from.
Oh, I apologize.
Maybe the Revolutionary War. I don't know.
Are we getting canceled? What's going
on? Totally getting canceled.
Okay. No, it's far time. Here's the last thing. And this requires some explanation. I got this cute card. Congrats. You're Knoxville bound.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's such a cute card. All right. I'll like do something for Quaid or whatever. But then it was so cute. I was like, what if she wanted it and she wanted to scrapbook with it, or she wanted to put it in their table or do something with it? And then I didn't sign it. Now I literally just gave you a random card that I thought was so cute that says, congrats, you're Knoxville bound.
You know what I might do is re-gift this to his roommate.
Yeah. With a graduation thing.
With a gift.
It felt like a waste for me to give it to you when you
because I'm not Knoxville bound. It's this tricky thing I want to bring up of anyway. Like mom saying, we're going to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We got a 26 on the ACT. You know what I mean? We're valedictorian. Right. Are you?
No, you're not.
No.
And listen, I'm definitely not going to say I'm as a UT student after all the press that place has been getting recently. That's Kate. But okay. Well,
yes.
That's.
Thanks y'all for joining us on Sidetracked. And I hope you enjoyed our little surprise guest. I did.
Yes.
We'll have more.
We have more coming your way. We are working hard to get fun guests on. So yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye. Okay, thanks for tracking with us again this June. Praying for y'all, whatever Father's Day brings, if it's grief over your own partner and whatever that disappointment is there, whether your own father, it wasn't who you hoped him to be or he has passed on. There's always so many emotions with these big holidays, and I just pray that you feel your Heavenly Father's presence with you and his love over you and his comfort. And if your dad or your husband are amazing men, let them know. I hope you let them know. Tag them. Put them on the socials and tag us. Let us know. I want to see your amazing people and celebrate with you. I'm going to pray over us, Lord. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for joy. We thank you for all that you give us. And we thank you for the gift of fathers. We thank you that you set the ultimate example of sacrificial love, care, kindness, boundaries, grace. And may we really spend the time with you to know you as that kind of father. I pray, Lord, for each person listening, that they would feel your comfort today, that you would heal any woundedness, redeem anything that needs to be redeemed, and they would feel you close to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks y'all for getting sidetracked, and I'll see you back here on Monday with an episode I did with comedian Dustin Nickerson. All right. Adios. Bye.